holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night divine, O night, O night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains will he break, for the slave is your brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. With hymns of joy, in grateful chorus raising, let every heart adore his holy name. Christ is the Lord, with saint and seraph praising his power and glory. Evermore proclaim his power and glory. Evermore proclaim. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in his mind to put her away quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the prophet had said: "A virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us." Elsewhere in the universe, there is great excitement this day. Angels stopping one another in the midst of their heavenly duties. Tonight's the night This is the fullness of time. All things are ready. It had begun, at least that which could be seen by man, a year before, when angels left the realm of heaven and entered into the realm of mortality to make the announcement of the birth of two children. To the parents of the older of the two came these words, "Many of the children of Israel will your son bring back to the Lord, turning the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, and making paths straight in the wilderness for the king." To the parents of the younger of the two, at two separate occasions came these words, "You will bring forth a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The sense of worship, of awe, and of reverence that was common to us of the heavenly host had heightened this night to a near fever pitch. We understood clearly in heaven the passion that God had for his created. But for him to do this was beyond our understanding. Some of the more studious of our number began to search their memories and the libraries of heaven and recognized that all through history, indications for such an act had been there. Through the giving of the law, through the prophecies, the prophets, through the kings and the priests, through the sacrifices. But for Jesus to leave the splendor of heaven, we understood clearly in heaven that mankind, despite their words, did not truly love God. Most did not even appreciate him. Somehow the created had gotten the idea that God, their creator, was no longer necessary. And now Jesus is becoming one with them. Meanwhile, back on earth, behind the inn of Bethlehem, there is a feed trough filled with fresh straw. On it, the co-creator of the universe lay. He's quiet now. His mother has just fed him. While just outside of Bethlehem, a sleepy group of shepherds lounge on a hillside. When suddenly the skies above them open, the host of heaven, a number too great to count, began to push their way through that small portal between heaven and earth, filling the Bethlehem sky, thousands more singing from the hallways of heaven. With a joy mankind had never heard, a harmony never known on earth, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, your Savior. He is Christ the Lord. And you will find the babe lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. The name of Jesus would soon be known throughout the world. The name of Jesus would soon be opening blind eyes and stopping deaf ears. The name of Jesus would soon be cleansing the lepers and even raising the dead. But those in Bethlehem were the first to see, the first to hear the name above all names. No eye had seen, no ear had heard, till hosts on high proclaim his birth. And heaven brought down its only child. Son of Man, the world reconciled, and song broke forth. Angelic strains and none could help but sing his name, Emmanuel. Called Emmanuel, God with us. The night, at least on the surface, seemed no different from any other. The great census that the governor had called for and the taxing that accompanied it had continued since very early that morning. The sun had long since set over Bethlehem, and only now were the long lines of the census takers beginning to thin. The pilgrims of Bethlehem were returning to their spot of ground along the busy streets of Bethlehem. And those that were fortunate enough were returning to their room at the Bethlehem Inn. Bethlehem was quieting down for the night. It was an exciting time for Bethlehem. It was a great family reunion in the city of the great King David. From all over the world, the descendants of David had gathered to be counted and to be taxed. Cousins greeting each other on street corners, long-lost aunts and uncles exchanging hugs and kisses and stories of long-lost family members. The merchants were thrilled. They were returning to their homes. They had set up their wares on every street corner, taking advantage of the busy pilgrims, returning with their pockets full. This was a people expecting their Messiah. All of their history, all of their scripture pointed to this time for their deliverer to come, the one that would free them from the bondage of Rome and again restore the glory of Israel. Into this excitement, a man and a young woman bearing a child would come. Unnoticed, God would become man quietly and humbly. This was a people expecting Messiah, but not a humble child in a manger of hay. Expecting Messiah. Into this excitement, they come, bearing a child. The people of Bethlehem had no idea what was unfolding in their midst that night. The very purpose of creation, the very reason that God had created heaven and earth. For among the children of Adam, a virgin has conceived, and within her grows the very life of God. And there will come forth one that will be both Son of God and Son of Man, and he will be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, our God is with us, and if God is with us, who can stand against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Our God is with us, and if God is with us, who can stand against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel. But unto you, Bethlehem, one will go forth from you to be a great ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from the days of eternity, and he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, and he will be great to the ends of the earth. And the prophet Micah went on to say, and this one will be your peace. O Bethlehem, tonight the world will see in Bethlehem a baby born, a child of victory. A child who comes the heir to David's throne, who brings the greatest love the world has known. O Bethlehem, behold your destiny in Bethlehem. Jesus comes in humble majesty. How silently the stars above you shine, bringing glory to this long-awaited time. How quietly he holds you in his plans, as you prepare to cradle fast his son. He surrounds you now with gentle hands, for you'll be the first to see the Holy One. O Bethlehem, a flame will burn so bright in Bethlehem, with love so great to tear apart the night. You'll bring hope for all the world to see. You'll be remembered through eternity. You'll be remembered through eternity. O Bethlehem, tonight the world will see in Bethlehem a Savior born, a child of victory. The everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. We watched as Jesus began to grow, increasing in both wisdom and in stature, beginning to understand who he was. I walked beside him as he entered Jerusalem, he still just a young man of 12. We watched as he sat at the feet of the teachers of the law, confounding them with his wisdom. And all of heaven smiled. We watched as the Master grew into manhood, understanding more clearly now who he was, who his Father was, and even then beginning to see the shadow of the cross looming large in his future. We walked beside him as he entered the wilderness to be baptized by his cousin John. We witnessed their embrace on the shores of the River Jordan and watched as the Spirit of God descended upon him. And we heard the voice of the Father thunder through heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We watched later that day as the Master entered the desert to do battle with the enemy for 40 days. And I saw him emerge victorious. And we ministered strength to him there. We gloried in his authority over demons, watching as he took control of nature, calming the storm with just a word from his lips, opening the eyes of the blind, unstopping deaf ears. We watched as the dead were raised, as the words that only heaven had heard now fell upon human ears. We were there as he entered Jerusalem once again. It was the Passover time, and pilgrims lined the streets as the Master rode by. "Hail to the King!" they shouted. "Praise to the Holy One," throwing palm branches and clothing at his feet. But we heard the hollowness of the praise that day and saw the sorrow in the Master's eyes. We were there at the Passover supper as he instituted your new covenant, saying, "This is my body broken. This is my blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins." We were there in the garden and witnessed his agony there, hands upon our swords, waiting for the Master's call. To us, he never spoke a word. We walked with Mary and John, following the judgment of crucifixion, as they walked through the narrow streets of Jerusalem, through the city gates, and up a small hill called Golgotha. We watched as Jesus lay down upon a cross and willingly stretched his hands upon the crossbeams. We watched as the nails were driven, the cross raised and dropped into the hole. And I turned my eyes away and began to weep for the first time in my creation. Now the Father has revealed the plan. We understand that soon the grave will be empty. For Jesus is not only Lord of heaven, he is not only Lord of earth, but he is Lord of the grave as well. Come forth, Son of God, and claim your own. From heaven to the cradle, to the cross, to heaven again. from riches to rags to riches. You see, they're inseparable friends. The very reason for Christmas is Easter. The very reason that God became man was to die upon a cross. The very reason for a manger was a hill called Calvary. Child of God, if you know him today, you understand this great truth that in a world that seems at times to be spinning out of control, that seems to make no sense, he is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Child of God, if you know him today, you understand this great truth that in the midst of all that you are in the midst of, there is a peace that passes understanding, and a joy unspeakable and full of the very glory of God. Child of God, if you know him today, you understand this great eternal truth that all for the child of God is well. All is well. Angels and men, rejoice. For today, darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. Sing Alleluia. All is well, all is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that he was in a manger. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia. Lift up your voice and sing. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is your Lord and Savior. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia. All is well. Sing Alleluia, all is well. This morning, friends, that's the message. That in a world that for many of us seems to be spinning out of control, He is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The baby that was born in Bethlehem is still our Emmanuel, God with us. And for those of us that know Him and walk with Him, we understand the truth of that song, All Is Well. That even in the midst of the stuff of life, and Christians, we are no more immune to that than anyone else. The illnesses, the difficulties, the financial problems, the family difficulties still affect us. But in the midst of them all, there is a peace that we can have because we understand He is still God and still in control. And He is working all things together for the good of those that know Him and are called according to His purpose. The more that I understand the heart of God, the more that I walk with Jesus, I am more and more convinced, and I don't know how this will translate in words, I am more and more convinced that our time here is to prepare us for heaven and to take as many people with us as possible. And I am more and more convinced that those that think they have the wisdom of God figured out make themselves out to be as great as God. I don't pretend to understand everything that God thinks, but I do know this, that God so loved the world that He gave His Son so that when Jim Hughes believes on Him, he will not perish but have eternal life. This one thing I know, once I was lost, once I was blind, but now I am saved and now I can see. This thing I know, that God walks with me and talks with me in the stuff of my life. This thing I know, that there is a peace in the midst of the storms of life. This thing I know, that there is a joy even in the midst of difficulties, because I trust my Father. This I know, that He is returning for a church, for a people, for a bride that is set apart for His purpose. This I know, that this time of Christmas, this Advent season that we begin today, must prepare us, must draw us into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And it must make us more like Jesus. And so my prayer for those of us that know Him, and perhaps a challenge today, is that in the midst of all that we will be in the midst of over the next month, the busyness and the traffic jams, the busy malls, the frustrations, the get-togethers. Remember what the season is. Remember Jesus. Remember it is about God loving you so much that He became man, born humbly in a manger, but born for the purpose of a cross and of saving you and me. Child of God, if you understand that, you understand the joy of walking with Christ. And if there are those here today that do not know what I'm talking about, do not understand this salvation, do not understand what it is, to walk with Jesus. Well, maybe you've been in church. Maybe you've tried to live a good life. Maybe you've grown up in a good family. Maybe you even read your scriptures and give money to the church. Maybe you're even a nice person. The Apostle Paul is rather succinct when he says all of that is nothing but filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. God desires our hearts. He desires our lives to be surrendered to Him. That we would recognize the fact that we are sinners and that He's our Savior. He has come to free us, to forgive us, to cleanse us, and to prepare us for eternity. And so today, if you don't know Jesus, understand that if He is speaking to you today, if there is an uneasiness in your spirit, or perhaps a drawling or a confusion, turn to Jesus and say, Lord, I recognize that my life has been my own, that I have lived it my way, and I realize that You have died for me. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to be Your child. He is faithful. He is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Would you bow your heads with me, please, for just a moment? Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this amazing, glorious season of the year. I understand, Father, clearly that it is a difficult time for many, that it is a lonely time and a painful time. And Father, I pray for those that You would be especially close, that this would be a very personal time between them and their Savior, where they get to know You better, where they rest in Your love, where You are their comfort and their peace. Father, for those of us that know You, I pray that You would renew our passion for You. You would help us to understand, Father, the peace that comes in walking according to Your will, and that, Father, You would bring us to a place of surrender so that our cry is, Lord, whatever You want, that's what I want. I want to be the man of God, the woman of God, the young person You've called me to be without compromise. And Father, for those that are here that do not know You as their Savior, I pray they would not leave this morning, they would not leave their seats until they find Your forgiveness and invite You into their lives. I pray, Father, for this church. Thank You for its witness and its ministry for so many years, for its future that You know clearly, for the leadership that You are preparing even now. Father, for the way that they have continued to be a lighthouse, I pray, Father, that would continue, strengthen till the day that You return. We pray all this in the precious, glorious, holy name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, friends. May I be the first one, maybe, to wish you a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Thank you so much.